This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Chances of seeing your local Congress member or senator will be much higher for the next 6 weeks. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that Congress is on its annual August recess.
While much of the focus has been on the lack of a budget or a farm bill, there are still several other priorities for Colorado members on both sides of the aisle that have yet to be acted on by either chamber. They include keeping a pay increase for Wyoming firefighters that expires at the end of September and ending the hold on military promotions by an Alabama senator. Some Colorado Congress members also want to ban stock trading by members, while others want to delist the gray wolf from the endangered species list. It can make for a busy fall when Congress returns in September. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Firefighters are making progress containing a wildfire burning north of Gunnison. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The low-line fire grew to about 2 square miles in a rural part of Gunnison County over the weekend, but rain has slowed its spread a bit. Rick Barton is part of the response team.
There's so much dead and down timber in there that's going to hold these hold fire. These fuels are going to continue to smolder and put smoke up.
So far, no injuries or destroyed buildings have been reported. Around a dozen homes remain under a mandatory evacuation notice. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. And staying on the weather, there is a flood watch in Denver and Fort Collins. And in Jefferson County, there's a flash flood warning. Stay safe. Stay tuned.